In Romans 10:17, it says, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And I think about, if you don't have the faith that you would like to have and should have in the blood of Jesus, I would begin to speak some of the communion scriptures, because the blood of Jesus will build a substance of faith in you. Barb, you put that in our notes, and I think that's a great statement.
And I believe that if you have a power pack, that some of those scriptures will be on card number 41. And you can just begin to make those scriptures so familiar to you that when you take communion at work and you have forgotten the Bible or you've forgotten your power pack, then you know those scriptures by heart. And I believe that's important to you, that you begin to make familiar Luke 22 when Jesus says, oh, I desire earnestly to have communion with you. And then when he says, take this bread, and he broke it and gave thanks, that those scriptures become familiar to you. What are some of the scriptures on the Power Pack card?
Well, here you have, and by the way, Barb, thanks for putting this Power Pack together. I know it was an absolute ton of work, and many, many people have been blessed. But in Matthew 26, verse 28, it says, for this is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for many for the remissions of sins. And then in John 6, verse 53 through 56, which we spent quite a bit of time on here, truly, truly, I say unto you, unless you eat the body of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in yourselves. He who eats my body and drinks my blood has everlasting life. Now, when we're all born in sin, we have a life force that's not the life force of eternal life. And when you get born again, you immediately step into eternal life. I need to mention that to you here. But then it goes on to say at the back of the card is 1 Corinthians 10:16, the cup of thanksgiving, which we bless, is it not the communion of the blood of Christ? The bread which we break, is it not the communion of the body of Christ? And then it goes on in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 25 through 27, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me.
Yes.
Well, then you know why you're taking communion. I'll tell you, this little power pack is such a great benefit for you, and you ought to have it with you.
Yes. Now, in the first tape that we did, the first communion tape, it was one of our first tapes that we ever recorded as Darren Live. And you mentioned a profound statement in there that God didn't want his people mentioning the names of the heathen gods, nor even letting the names to pass from their mouths, because when they spoke their names, it began to build faith in the heathen gods. And as we talk about things during the day, what we focus on and what we talk about will become part of our substance, part of who we are. And Darren, it was so important to God that they not even mention the names. And I believe it's important for God's people not to be crass, not to curse like the world does, not to mention things like the world does, not to let those things pass out of their mouth.
Well, think about the time that the children of God were over there in slavery with the Medes and the Persians. One of the first things they did was change their names and give them a heathen name. Barb, can you remember some of those names that were given to some of the children?
Well, like the three Hebrew children, we know their names so well because Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were their heathen names given to them by Nebuchadnezzar. And also Daniel was called Belteshazzar. And we don't remember Daniel's Belteshazzar.
That's right.
That's a very difficult name anyway. But he was called that by Nebuchadnezzar. But we still call the three Hebrew children Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, when we should call them Azariah, Hananiah, and Mishael. That was their Jewish Hebrew name.
Now, I wonder why we've been deceived. I mean, we're music about that, you know.
Oh, yeah, because they're lyrical. You can do much more with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego,
kind of thing. I'm not sure I'd agree with that. I think if someone had written something about Azariah,
Hananiah, Mishael,
right.
Well, I don't know. And that's part of the reason why sometimes we need to change our mindsets as we become deeper in the Word of God.
Now, but those heathen names had a meaning. And I think if every time they're addressed, they're called this heathen name, that has to do something to the mindset of the individual and the people around them.
That's right.
And I think, you know, we need to sometimes stop the labeling that we have in families. I mean, kids grow up with bad labels, and we shouldn't do that. We should call them by their real given name.
And that's why we've even recommended to some people, change your name when they become Christians. And I've known some people who have become believers, and they have legally changed their name because the name that they were given had such terrible memories to it. That's fine. I believe that God wants us to be pure in heart and also pure in our words and
intent,
how we think. Intent,
right.
Yes. So what you talk about and what you focus on becomes your idol. And here what we want you to focus on is Jesus, the blood of Jesus and the body of Jesus. That's so important for you as a believer to know what that really means. When you're sanctified by the confession of Jesus' blood and his death, and when you take communion, that's what you do. You confess Jesus' blood and his death. You come into righteousness. And I appreciate what you said on that first teaching, Darren, that we did on communion. You said when you're sanctified by the confession of Jesus' blood and his death, you come into righteousness, which means you can stand in God's presence without a feeling of guilt, shame, condemnation, or inferiority. And then you added, is that bringing God down to your level? No, that's taking you up to God's level.
That's Ephesians 2:6. You're seated in the heavenly places in Christ. You know, last night I was watching a special at this time of the year. We talk about football. I guess it was football year-round in Denver. But some people are Denver. They are real fans of the Broncos. Mm-hmm. I mean, one guy even painted his house Bronco colors. I mean, and occasionally they show the picture of this house, particularly if the Broncos are headed to the Super Bowl. They were also talking about fans in Nebraska. They were talking about people that is, and some of the coaches stand around and just shake their head. For them, it's a job, but for the fans, it's just an obsession. I'm talking now about identity. What is your identity? Mm-hmm. Are you identified with Christ? If people are around you for a while, do they know that you're a Christian? Is there anything there that by your language or your confession, you know, I don't say that you have to stand before them and say, in the name of Jesus, I confess that I'm a born-again Christian. I mean, it would be good if you can do that. But do they just know by your demeanor that your identity is with Jesus? Or is your identity more with the world? Or you're more known at the coffee shop or where you go as a real Bronco fan or a real, you know, fan of some other baseball team or football team or basketball team? What is your identity? And what do you say? Well, I want to be identified with Jesus Christ.
That's right.
There are some people, when I walk into their presence, immediately their language changes. And it should change.
Yeah.
You know, they're not cussing and cursing and telling the foul jokes because they know I won't listen to them. Well, my identity then is going ahead of me, and it should for all of us.
That's right. And what happened to Israel, God does not want to happen to you. In the very fact that they walked with God, they ate with God, they did so much with God in the wilderness, and they forgot God. And we read in 1 Corinthians 10:1, where the writer, Paul, is telling them all that they went through, and he says, "For I do not want you to be unaware, brethren, that our fathers were all under the cloud and all passed through the sea." They experienced, all of them experienced the presence of God, and all were baptized into Moses in the cloud and in the sea, and all ate the same spiritual food, and all drank the same spiritual drink, for they were drinking from a spiritual rock which followed them. The rock was Christ. Paul comes right out and says that rock, that spiritual rock from which they drank in the wilderness, was Christ. Nevertheless, with most of them, God was not well pleased. God was not well pleased, Darren, because they just didn't care. He wanted to be with them and commune with them and fellowship with them. They experienced all this wonderful thing, and they all died. They all committed the sin of unbelief, doubt, and fear, and they died.
You know, I think God, in a sense, is asking us to have a sanctified mouth. Now, we come to Jesus by confession. We confess that we're sinners and that we're lost. And we ask him and we say with our mouth, we believe that you're the Son of God. We believe you died and went to hell. We believe that you're resurrected. And we ask you by confession to save us.
Mm-hmm.
We're confessing that we want to throw in with you, Jesus, and get away from the devil. Well, today we'd like to do some affirmations of confessions with you. And I believe as you go along with us here, you will see the power of confession. Now, I'm going to tell you, folks, there is an absolute secret right in front of you. And that's that you can confess your way right out of the doldrums, right out of the pits, right out of depression. And that's by saying and affirming who God is and who he is in your life. But let's talk about confession and these affirmations here. Now, an affirmation is one that's saying you're going to affirm, you're going to state, you're going to put your, you know, put your lot in with Jesus. I mean, you're going to put everything you got in there with Jesus. So let's begin by saying, I believe in the blood of Jesus Christ.
I believe in the blood of Jesus Christ.
Jesus' blood.
Jesus' blood.
Cleanses me from all sin.
cleanses me from all sin.
I treasure the blood of Jesus.
I treasure the blood of Jesus.
When I take communion,